Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Heart Moms Club podcast. I'm your host, Aubrey Brown, and today we are recording episode one of this new podcast. It's crazy to think that this idea has transformed into this actual podcast that's on Spotify. It's on Apple Podcasts and all the other places. And if you would have asked me 2 weeks ago, or especially 2 months ago, if I ever thought I would have a podcast, I would have laughed at you because this is not something I know what I'm doing. I am just learning as I go. And I feel like that's very much so what happens in the Heart Mom world. And so today on our first podcast, it's just me. And so I was going to give you guys some insight on how I joined the club. And then we'll talk about how you can be a part of the podcast as far as joining as a guest, or if you're interested in submitting a voice message and all those different things. And then we'll end with what the future of this podcast and community kind of could look like and what I hope it ends up looking like in my mind. And so, yeah, let's get started. My name's Aubrey and I am 27 and I live in rural Nebraska. We live about 2.5 hours away from the hospital that our heart warrior gets all of his treatment and surgeries at. And so we don't live close, which definitely makes our story a little bit more interesting and complicated at times. And so that being said, I graduated college and I began teaching. And so that is my first passion, was teaching and being in the classroom with the kids. And I did become a librarian the last 3 years, but due to the medical needs of my heart warrior and everything else, I have actually transitioned to being a stay-at-home mom as of 3 weeks ago. And so this is a very new world for me, and it's definitely something I'm learning how to cope with being at home with both of my boys. And so I have a 3.5-year-old whose name is Donnie. We did just put him in preschool, so that way he gets some social interaction throughout the day. It's just a half a day, but it's still really, really good for him. He needs that socialization and structure and things like that. And then our little heart warrior, Theo, he is 13 months. He was born with tetralogy of Fallot, pulmonary atresia, and MAPKAs. And he has thrown us for a loop a few times. We were actually diagnosed before he was born. So we found out at our 20-week ultrasound. When I was pregnant with Theo, we found out that we had the two-vessel umbilical cord, which was our first indicator that something wasn't quite right. And at that ultrasound, our OB, who I love dearly, noticed that she was having a hard time seeing all the parts of the heart, but, you know, forewarned me not to be too concerned about that due to the fact that we were already being referred to the MFM due to the two-vessel umbilical cord. And so I was a little concerned, but I wasn't as concerned as I probably should have been at that point, which I take that as a blessing in disguise, because that gave me a few, you know, another week or so to somewhat have a normal pregnancy. And if anybody else has been, which I know many of you have been diagnosed before your baby was born, it changes things. And that's something we're going to dive into later on in further episodes, because it's a whole new world once you're told that your baby has something wrong with them. Everything changes, and that's not something that's easy to cope with. And luckily, as soon as we found out from the MFM that following week that indeed our son Theo had a heart defect, I instantly looked for a community who I could talk to, because my family, this isn't something that we've dealt with before. nobody in my family has had a birth defect, has had anything like that. And so we felt very lost. We felt scared, all the emotions. And so we instantly looked for a community. And so I did know of a couple people whose babies did have a congenital heart defect, and I reached out immediately. And I'm so glad that I did, because yeah, you can Google everything. You can find information online. You can read articles, but talking to someone who's been through it is life-changing. I mean, it gave me the hope that, okay, it's a scary time right now. We don't know what the future is going to look like with Theo, but we can get there. And so that really, really helped. And that kind of sparks my interest in this community, this Heart Moms Club, because I met, you know, I chatted with my friend that I knew whose baby. I joined a few Facebook groups, but a couple of them had like 11,000 people in it or something like that. And I was not about to comment or to talk to people on there because I was a newbie. I had no idea what I was doing. And I learned a lot from them and seeing other people's posts, but it didn't feel too, I wasn't too connected to it yet. And so that was a group that was great, but not exactly what I needed. And so once we had our first fetal echo, Theo was diagnosed. I always say we, because when I talk about Theo's medical condition, it involves our entire family. I mean, Theo is physically going through it, yes, but we're all going through it as well. And so I don't want him to feel like he's alone, and I don't want people to feel like I'm taking on his problems. But we're in this together. And so that's where I always say we have things going on. And so after Theo had his first fetal echo, we were actually diagnosed with transposition of the great arteries. Pause really quick. I am not a medical professional. I told you guys I was a school librarian. I'm probably going to mess up some words. I am not a mental health therapist. I'm just somebody who's going through all of this and have learned all these things by going through it personally. And so I just wanted to forewarn you there that we're just talking here and we're finding people who understand what we're going through. And so this is just our background. So TGA is what he had to begin with, is what they thought. And then we had actually two more fetal echoes. And then they decided he did have tetralogy of Fallot, pulmonary atresia, but they weren't sure about the MAPKAs at the time. And later on in some future podcasts, we'll go through some of the different types of heart defects and kind of nitpick what's special about them and what makes them themselves. So if you're new in the heart world, a lot of acronyms are thrown at you. And it can get overwhelming. And so I just want you to know that we will kind of break things down even more so in the future. But Theo was born at 37 weeks in Omaha, Nebraska at the Children's Hospital. Well, okay, pause again. He was not born at the Children's Hospital. Theo was born at 37 weeks in Omaha, Nebraska, and he was actually transferred to Children's Hospital very shortly after his birth. And thinking back to his birth, I definitely blacked out a lot. And I know that they say that's a trauma response and these are things I still need to work through. But because we lived so far away from Omaha, 2.5 hours, we really needed to make sure that Theo was born close to the place he would get treatment from, because we weren't sure exactly on how things were going to turn out right away. And so I ended up leaving my family here and moving to Omaha right after Thanksgiving. So we were about 34 weeks pregnant at that time. And I stayed in the Rainbow House in Omaha up until Theo was born at 37 weeks. And the Rainbow House is kind of like a Ronald McDonald House. It's partnered through Children's Hospital. And if you're with if you're outside of 90 miles from the hospital, you can stay there free of charge if your children are getting treatment at Children's, or if you're awaiting treatment like us in that situation. And so that was a very traumatic time for our family, because on the weekends, my fiance and at that time, 2-year-old would come down and see me. But then during the week, they had to come back to their life. And I kind of sat on bed rest just waiting for Theo to be born. And the night of his birth, it was like midnight. And I kind of knew I was leaking fluid. And so I drove myself to the hospital and went in to check, make sure it was the fluid and not anything else. And it was the fluid, and my water had broke. And I called my fiance and told him, okay, you need to get here. We're going to have a baby tonight. And he came as quickly as he could, but he still did miss the birth of Theo, which, you know, it's a part of our story. And after he was born, he was taken right away to get checked over, and he was actually relatively stable. He did have to get on a CPAP right away, but considering everything, he was pretty stable. But unfortunately, I, after my C-section, got the results of my COVID test. And wouldn't you know it, my first time having COVID was when I was delivering my son. And that threw a lot of things up in the air. So I was not able to see him before he was taken to Children's Hospital at that time. My husband or fiance went with him. And I was back at the original hospital trying to figure out if Children's was going to let me in. And if Theo tested positive too. And if Dondale tested positive, my fiance. And what everything was going to look like after he was born because of that COVID positive. And so thankfully I was let into Children's Hospital, and I was able to get there very quickly, even after having a C-section with Theo. And he checked out pretty well. They did do genetics testing on him, and he does have DeGeorge syndrome. But other than that, things were looking really good, and we actually got to go home and grow for a couple months before his first open heart surgery. And so we are actually coming up pretty soon on the 1-year heartiversary of his surgery. And so that will be in February for heart month. So that's kind of, I mean, exciting that we've made it there and we're still trucking along. He did have to have a G-button put in because of aspiration after his surgery. He's had tubes placed. He needs another set of tubes. Things have been pretty good for him as far as heart-wise up until the last month. And our most recent echo was a little bit concerning to our cardiologist, who we love dearly. And so in the next couple weeks, we will go back to Children's for a sedated sedated CT scan, which will more than likely end up in the cath lab, hopefully just the cath lab, nothing else. So we're trucking along. So honestly, that's kind of our story in the Heart Moms Club. But once we joined this club, like I said, I reached out to all these Facebook groups. We joined a TGA group right when we got the first diagnoses. We joined a TOF group afterwards. We joined a MAPCA group. I joined the DeGeorge groups. I joined all these different groups. But nothing beats having a Heart Mom group chat. And right now, we have one going of some ladies in Nebraska and the surrounding states, and these ladies have become some of my closest friends because they understand what everything means, what the endless doctor appointments mean, what physical therapy twice a week, what feeding therapy, what cardiology appointments, echoes, cath labs, all the things. It's just nice to have somebody to talk to, because during the day, my friends here, they feel bad for me for Theo. They always say, I'm so sorry you have to go through this. well, it's fine. I mean, we have to do it. And they say, oh, you're so strong. Well, you don't have another choice in these situations. You just do it. And so it's really nice to be able to lean on people in the Heart Moms Club in times of need. And so that kind of like pulls us into our second part of how do you get involved? How can we make this community a community? And so one of the easiest ways that I felt was important was to literally create a Facebook group, because sometimes just seeing pictures of our heart friends just warms our heart. I mean, it honestly makes my day when I see baby Oliver on Facebook and I'm like, oh my gosh, look at how big he is. Like, it's crazy. And so I created a Facebook group. If you just search Heart Moms Club, it'll pop up. You'll see the logo, like on our Spotify, Apple Podcast logo on there. And then you will have to request to join. And then the only question on there is, what is your Heart Warrior or Heart Angels CHD? I really want to keep this strictly just to Heart Moms, just because we connect the best in that situation. And so Heart Dads, if we want to get something going later, we can work on that, but we're going to work on Heart Moms first. And so go ahead and join that Facebook group. It's actually linked in the podcast description here, hopefully, if that worked. And then you can join there. The first thing I do ask, though, once you answer the questions and you get approved, I would love to meet you. So please put a picture of your Heart Warrior or Heart Angel and talk a little bit about them. You'll see, I think we have about 50, 60 people in the group right now. And so you'll see some posts and you'll get to meet some people, see some babies and kids you might have something in common with, and some parents. And so I would love for you to join there. A couple other things I do want to note. I talked about having guests on here weekly. The only reason I don't have a guest this week is because I wanted to kind of explain everything and to give you my background before we dive into the guest podcast. Inside the episode, I will always put information about what the episode's about and who's featured in it. And you'll also see that in the titles too. So if you ever are looking for something specific, I really hope to have it organized and noted so you can find that specific thing. But yeah, so if you want to join, if you want to be a guest on the podcast, there is a form that you can find in the Heart Moms Club Facebook group. And that form just kind of lets me know, like, who's your Heart Warrior Angel? What do you want to talk about? What experiences have you gone through that you'd be willing to share? And if you want to include a picture of them, I have a spot you can add that. And then I can add that into the podcast too, as far as the picture and whatnot for the week and promoting that. And then I just want to let you know, like, these podcasts are typically, if I have a guest, 40 minutes is my goal. Of course, I'll go over on most of them, probably a little bit, but they're not going to be too crazy long. If it's just me talking, and if there's ever going to be a podcast that's just me because of different situations that are probably out of my control, they'll be pretty short, like 20, 25 minutes. And so I just wanted to let you guys kind of know a little bit about that. There will be a section at the end of every podcast where I would love to add messages from the listeners. And so my thoughts on this is having you guys record like a 20 to 35 second audio clip, which you can do so at this link on the Heart Moms Club podcast Facebook group. Just telling us if you need extra thoughts, prayers, good vibes, something like that for the week. So my mind would be, which is very relevant because tomorrow Theo has a swallow study at Children's. So I would record a quick little thing that says, hey, everyone cross your fingers for that Theo's swallow study goes really well tomorrow. I'll update you guys in the Facebook group. Can't wait to see you all, or something like that. So just a few of those I would like to play just to get some other voices and to hear about some of our other friends. And then at the very end, we'll do our sunshine of the week and our storm cloud of the week. And so that's like our pros and our cons, what's gone on in the week. And then I would love to end with a quote or something to talk about that, a quote that would talk about what we talked about that week, I guess, that would encompass what we talked about that week. And so that's kind of like the format of how I plan for all of this to go. I just kind of wanted you guys to hear my thoughts behind it and move forward from there. But all of that being said, this podcast community is meant to be a community. And so please share this with your Heart Mom friends. We have an Omaha Moms CHG page, Facebook group, I guess. And so that's where I've met a lot of great people from there too. And so I'm assuming that a lot of the different hospitals and areas do have these. And so if you could share this podcast with them so that way we can reach more people, that would be great. And then in Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you're listening, if you could subscribe and if you could leave a review and maybe a rating, that helps to boost this podcast up higher in the feeds so that way we can reach a bigger audience and spread more awareness and get more moms the community that we need and deserve. And so if you could do anything, that would be so immensely appreciated. Just a quick 5-star and a quick little note on what you thought about this podcast and what you're excited for, because there's a lot of things to be excited for. I know next month is Heart Month in February. We've got the Wear Red Day and all the different things in February to spread awareness. And so I am excited next week to have a guest on to talk. I don't want to give it away, so I'll just pause on that. So I'll be promoting our first guest here shortly. So stay on the lookout for that. But like I said, guests are going to range all, you know, heart moms, of course. But I want to talk through the different times in life on when you get a diagnosis and how that changes things and how it affects things and how you coped with it. So if you were diagnosed in utero like us, or at the very newborn stage, or at a toddler stage, or even a teenager, it's crazy to think that you missed everything, all these signs and stuff until you're a teenager. And then you find out that they have a congenital heart defect. That blows my mind, but that's happened. And so I want a chance to talk to some of these moms and these families on how that impacted their life, because I can only imagine. And so that will be some of our first guests. And then, of course, talking about the different CHDs, talking about some of the different nonprofit organizations, talking about some of the just groups that help with the CHD families. I would love to get social workers on here, feeding therapists, physical therapists, occupational, all the things. I mean, it would be great to talk to a cardiologist at some point, or a surgeon even, but I gotta start low. You guys gotta help me get this to where it needs to be to get those kind of people on here to talk to us. And so if you have any questions or if you have ideas on other guests, please let me know. I'm committing to doing this. I mean, I'm planning once a week to have a podcast up. Ideally, it'll be Wednesday morning is when it should be scheduled to post. If anything were ever to come up, just check the Heart Moms Club Facebook page or Facebook group. I keep messing that up and I'm really sorry. And I'll try to update you guys on there at least a few times a week, if not on the daily, because, you know, I am who I am. But yeah. So before we wrap up this first episode of the podcast, I do want to chat really quick about a heart warrior that we are pretty close with. And so baby Everly was near us at Children's Hospital in Omaha, and she ended up needing to be placed on the transplant list and moved to Colorado waiting for her heart. And she was impatient the whole time. And she was given the a new chance. And so they were awarded a heart on January 10th. They got the call and they did the procedure. They did the surgery. They finished that up, and it's been up and down since then with them. And unfortunately, her mom just posted that baby Everly, her lungs, kidney, liver, and heart are all in failure. And so I am just asking for whatever good vibes, prayers, good thoughts, whatever you want to send out into the world. If you could just send something, they really need a miracle right now. And so I thought that on the first podcast, we would end by just talking about baby Everly really quick. And so I want to thank you guys for listening to this podcast. It's going to be a lot of things we need to unpack and we need to talk about. And so I'm excited to do this with you guys. And like I said, please subscribe, follow, rate, all the things, join our Facebook group, be a guest at some point, leave a voice message. I don't care. Just be a part of the community. And so if you have any questions or you want to chat with me, you guys know where to find me. And so I want to say thank you again for listening, and I hope to see you guys back next week. Thank you.